It's the time in the legislative session when lawmakers are set to make some important decisions about taxes. And this year, there are a number of tax policy questions under consideration. Here to talk to us about some of these tax proposals is VPR's Bob Kinzel. Hi, Bob.
Hey, Mitch.
So first of all, give us a brief rundown of the kinds of tax issues that will come before lawmakers this month. Then we can get into more of the details.
Absolutely. You know, there are a lot of issues that are going to require new money. And while they're all separate issues, they're somewhat interconnected because if you use a tax source to solve one problem, then, of course, it's not available for another. So let's look at four. One is the budget gap that's existing right now. It's about $110 million. The goal is to deal with this gap with a combination of roughly $75 million in budget cuts, but also $35 million in new revenue. So that's number one. Number two is that many lawmakers want to reduce the so-called Medicaid cost shift, and they would do this by increasing reimbursement rates to healthcare providers. That's going to take a bunch of money. Three, there's a projected $6 to $8 million deficit in the transportation fund because gas prices have been so low in the past 6 months. If this isn't dealt with, there'll probably have to be cuts to the state's paving program. And four, roughly $13 million is needed in new revenue for the Lake Champlain cleanup plan. There have been a number of revenue sources offered for that. Most of them have received a lot of opposition. So you can see a lot of tax questions in play at the State House.
And it seems like no easy answers here. Now, you mentioned that combination of budget cuts and new revenue would help fill this $110 million or so budget gap. Didn't lawmakers look at that kind of approach last year and say, no, we're not going to pursue that?
Well, they did. They looked at a big income tax plan last year, and this year's plan is sort of a shorter version of it. So this is what the House Ways and Means Committee is looking at. Their plan would cap the amount of deductions that a person could claim on their state income tax form. And I should mention, this only affects those people who itemize their deductions. You know, the most common deductions are for mortgage interest, charitable contributions, unusually high health care expenses, and state taxes paid in the previous year. There are a bunch of other business expenses, but those are really the big four. Now, the standard deduction is $6,200 for an individual and $12,400 for a couple. So the plan would cap itemized deductions at 2.5 times the standard deduction. So that'd be about $15,000 for an individual, about $31,000 for a couple. And if this plan is put into place, Mitch, it's projected to raise around $30 million a year. So you can see there are a number of people, mostly people with higher incomes, who claim some very large deductions. And again, if you don't itemize, if you take the standard deduction, this change would not affect you.
Now, in his inaugural address, Governor Shumlin proposed a 0.7% payroll tax to boost Medicaid reimbursement rates. And again, that goal to reduce the so-called Medicaid cost shift. What is the status of that proposal right now?
Well, Mitch, this has really been broken into two pieces. One, a smaller payroll tax. So instead of the governor's 0.7% rate, the plan under consideration is now 0.3%. And the plan also eliminates the assessment on businesses that don't offer health care to their employees. That's about $500 per worker per year. Now, this new plan, this smaller payroll tax, still faces a lot of opposition from the state's business community for different reasons. One, the Vermont Chamber of Commerce doesn't like the payroll tax at all. And Vermont Businesses for Social Responsibility doesn't like the elimination of the assessment. So that's part one of the plan. Part two is the sugar sweetened beverage tax. This would be 2 cents per ounce on one of these beverages. So a 20-ounce can of soda would have a 40-cent tax. This has actually been approved by the House Healthcare Committee, but the Ways and Means Committee is looking at it, and its fate is very uncertain.
Well, what happens if lawmakers reject either one of those proposals?
Well, then you got less money to reduce the cost shift. Maybe the cost shift would be phased in over a period of years. But if that happens, then the effect on private health insurance premium rates would also have to be phased in.
Bob, this was supposed to be the session when lawmakers addressed property tax reform. And this has been a huge issue for a while now. Last year, especially, a lot of Vermont communities rejected school budgets because it's tied to the way that people pay for their property taxes. What's the status of the effort now?
Well, the House Education Committee, Mitch, has addressed this issue in two ways. One is a consolidation of school districts. Each district would have at least 1,100 students, and it's believed this plan would save around $40 million a year once it's fully put into place. But the approach wouldn't be fully implemented for at least 5 years. So the short-term plan is to cap annual local school spending at roughly 1.5% a year. And this measurement could be done either by using the actual school budget or using the town's per pupil spending rate, whichever works out best for the local school board. But there are concerns at the State House that this plan doesn't give local schools any flexibility to deal with emergency situations. So I'm not sure how this is going to turn out. Now, there is a plan to make a huge change in the way that education is financed in Vermont to rely much more heavily on the income tax. But this proposal will not be considered this session. I imagine a summer study group will look at it and then report back to the legislature in January.
Lawmakers are saying they need around $13 million for Lake Champlain cleanup. This is something that has been plaguing the state for a number of years now. How would that plan be paid for?
Mitch, this is one of those fascinating issues where I think on the policy of cleaning up Lake Champlain, there is widespread agreement. But then you ask people, how do you want to pay for it? And the whole thing starts to unravel. One idea was to raise the gas tax by 2 cents a gallon. That didn't go over very well. There was a plan to raise the rooms and meals tax. A lot of people didn't like that. There was a tax on fertilizer, and the Agriculture Committee didn't like that at all. There was a plan to raise liquor taxes, and that got shot down. So this is going to be fascinating to see what happens probably in the next 2 weeks, Mitch, how the Ways and Means Committee is going to look at this and try to raise $13 million for Lake Champlain. I mean, there are a lot of these issues in front of the Ways and Means Committee, and they're trying to juggle all this stuff at the same time.
Yeah, and Governor Shumlin has been saying that if we don't come up with our own plan, the federal government is going to come up with one that's more expensive. So there's that issue to look at also.
Absolutely.
And the governor wants state employees to reopen their contracts so the wage plan could be trimmed by roughly $10 million. I'm imagining they're not happy about that. What's the status of that issue?
Boy, this is going to be a huge fight, and I think the outcome is still very uncertain. The union is very reluctant to reopen their contract. They say they fought hard for the provisions of that contract. The administration says, hey, we need $10 million in savings from the employment contract because of that budget gap. So that would mean rolling back some wage increases, asking state employees to pay more for their health insurance. And really, at this point, Mitch, both sides are playing hardball. If the union does not agree to reopen that contract, then the administration says it will have no choice except to lay off as many as 300 state employees. Now, nobody wants to see that happen. So somehow, I think they have to reach an agreement. The question is how.
State employees, briefly, Bob, they're saying why not tax wealthier Vermonters instead? Is that what their alternative has been?
That's exactly their alternative. They think it would be fair to ask wealthy people to pay a little bit higher income tax rate and that it would be very unfair to ask them to reopen the contract.
A lot of work ahead in Montpelier. Bob Kinzel, thank you so much.
My pleasure.